Listen to what the story says and learn. What the story teaches, listen to what the story says and learn. What the story teaches, moral of the story. Moral of the story. Moral of the story.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome to our silsila entitled Moral of the Story. In this silsila, our aim is to discuss a story, a narration, a waqia from the lives of the Anbiya-i Kiram, from the lives of the Sahaba, or the pious predecessors, the Buzurgan-e-Deen. And we mention the story, we study the story, and then we try to understand what lessons we can learn, what lessons we can derive from that story or from that incident. So, like always, inshallah, we will discuss the story, and then we will have a discussion about what we might learn from this story as well. So all the brothers who are here with me today and our viewers of Madani channel at home as well, inshallah, try to stay with us throughout this episode, this silsila, and hopefully with good intentions, by the end of the silsila, by the end of the program, we will have something with us that we can take away and apply in our lives as well. As always, we start first of all by mentioning a blessing of reciting Durood and Salam upon the noble messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Thus the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that whoever recites Durood-e-Pak upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal showers 10 mercies upon that person. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh Tariqat Sayyidi Amir Ahli Sunnah mentions in his book entitled Parde ke Bare mein Suwal Jawab. He mentions a particular story, a waqia in this book, which I'd like to share with you. And this narration, this story is mentioned by Sayyiduna Kabul Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who states that during the time of Sayyiduna Musa Kalimullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, when there was a drought, and there was no rain, and people became worried that because of this drought, they would struggle, they were going to have problems. So they decided that they would come to Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam and ask him to make dua for them. So they came to him, and he ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam said that we will make dua. However, he said, come with me, we're going to go on a mountain and we're going to make dua on the mountain. Everybody started to walk with him. As they were walking, he then turned around and he said to them that from amongst you, any person who has committed a sin, any person who is a sinner, he should not come with me. Then he made this announcement that anybody who has committed a sin in their life, don't come with me, only those who have not. And when he made this announcement, all of the people that were with him, all of the people that were with him, except one man, all of them left and they went back. This one man, however, carried on walking with him. And this one man, what was special about him, what was unique about him, is that he only had one eye. He carried on with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And then Hazrat Musa Kalimullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, that did you not hear what I just said? Did you not hear my announcement? And he said, I heard what you had said. But he says, I cannot remember any sin that I may have committed. Except there is one incident that I remember, that on one particular day, I was walking past a place where somebody lived, somebody's house. And he says that the opening to that house was visible. And he says, as I walked past, with one of my eyes, I looked inside that person's house. And I saw something. And he says, as soon as I did this, the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal came over me to such an extent. And I was regretful over what I did. Yani that I looked into somebody else's house. He says, out of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, and with this thought in my mind, with this regret in my mind, that eye with which I looked inside, I took that eye out. This is what he mentioned in front of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And then Hazrat Musa Kalimullah ala Nabi Jina wa alayhi salatu was salam said to him, after hearing this feedback from him, he says that we are going to go on the mountain and you are going to make the dua. So they go onto the mountain, and this man, he raises his hands and he makes dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he asks and he begs that Allah Azza wa Jal grants them rain. And it states that his dua was so accepted, maqbool, that by the time he finished his dua, immediately it started to pour down with rain. To such an extent that both of them, yani this man, one eye man, and Prophet of Allah, Hazrat Musa, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, they both became, their clothes and their body became wet, and then they came back off the mountain. And my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel at home, there are many things that we can learn from this story. And before I go on to mention some lessons and some Madani flowers, what I'd like to do is open up the discussion to our brothers here. And I'd like to ask you that what have you, having listened to this story, what do you think that we can learn from this? What has come into your mind that we can learn and we can apply in our lives as well? So I'm going to open it to you guys. If anybody has anything to say, inshallah, I'd like you to share it with us and also with our viewers of Madani channel at home as well.
One lesson which you can learn is that people used to travel to the pious people in order for the pious people to do dua for them.
Subhanallah. So one beautiful lesson that we learn, that even in the previous nations, in the previous ummah, the people, when they wanted a dua to be accepted, they used to go to the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. They used to go to pious people, sit in their company, spend time in their company, and through them, ask for blessings, ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept their dua. And there are many examples of this in our history. Yeah, even during the beautiful life of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, one example that we can take is during the battle, a Sahabi, Hazrat Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his eye comes out of his socket. Yeah? His eye comes out of his socket. And at that moment in time, he doesn't look for a doctor. He doesn't look for somebody who's qualified in medicine. What does he do? He comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with his eye in his hand. Yeah? He came to him for help. He came to him for aid in that time. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam takes his blessed saliva, takes his eye, puts it back in his socket. And he says, this Sahabi, this companion, Hazrat Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, says that from that moment onwards, this eye, yani which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam blessed with his blessed saliva, became my stronger eye. Yeah, so this is, alhamdulillah, a beautiful habit. That if we want a dua to be accepted, if we want to attain blessings, then we go to those people who are close to Allah Azza wa Jal. Those people who are pious and we spend time in their company. Subhanallah. This is one lesson we learned. Anything else that we might have learned from this story?
The lesson that we learned here is why duas aren't accepted. Because when Hazrat Musa did that claim that whoever has committed a sin go back, nearly everyone went back except that person who hadn't committed a sin. He did commit a sin, but the way he did tawbah was extraordinary. So that's why his dua was accepted.
Subhanallah. Another beautiful lesson that we learned, that, you know, often people will say that, Yaar, I've been making dua for so long. Yeah? I want this thing to happen for me. I've been making dua for so long, my dua is not getting accepted. And perhaps in these occasions, we should look inside ourselves, that is it that because of my sins that my duas are not being accepted? Yeah? We often look for the easy route, don't we? Yeah? We want something to happen, a problem to go away. So immediately, we'll go to the easiest option, ta'weez. Or we'll go to the easiest option of asking somebody else to do dua for us. And we don't reflect upon ourselves that, am I reading my namaz? Am I completing the basic commandments that are upon me? Yeah? Anyway, miss Fajr, miss Zohar, miss all our namaz in the day, and then we lift our hands and we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept our du'as. And of course, Allah Azza wa Jal is the most merciful. Allah Azza wa Jal is the greatest. And His mercy sees no limit. However, one should reflect on himself as well, that what is my position in terms of my a'mal, my actions as well. This is one other beautiful lesson we learn. And one other lesson that we learn, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, that I'd like us to finish with today as well, is about haya and modesty. Yeah? This is a beautiful lesson that we learn today about one person controlling his eyes, controlling where we look. Yeah? Now, that person had such fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because of where he had looked accidentally into somebody's house. The question that we need to ask ourselves today, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, is how much control do we have over our eyes? Yeah? It is narrated by Sayyidina Muhammad bin Isa, Tirmizi, alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi, that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to converse with somebody, when he used to engage with somebody, then he would give them his full attention. That was his beautiful habit. Also, when he used to speak, when he used to converse, then often his eyes used to be lowered. When he would look, often, rather than looking upwards, his blessed eyes would be lowered, looking towards the ground. These were his beautiful habits, how he used to converse, how he used to keep his eyes lowered. And this is regarding this, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat has mentioned in his salam, that neechi nazron ki sharm o haya par durood, unchi beeni ki rifat pe laakhon salam. Beautiful habit of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is something that we can take away as well, that when we're talking, when we're walking on the street, there is so much fitna out there. Yeah, whether it's on the billboards, whether it's on the behayai, on the street, on the roads. For us, how can we protect ourselves? Yeah, nobody can force us to look there. We might not be able to stop those billboards. We might not be able to stop these things happening on the street. But what we can control is we keep our eyes lowered. Yeah. So let's all make this intention and views the Madani Channel at home. When we're outside, when we're in places that there is a lot of fitna, that we try to keep our eyes lowered as well. And let's try, look at the lives of the Sahaba, Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His modesty is something beautiful that shines out of his beautiful life. And there's an incident once the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was in his home. And whilst he was in his home, he was like in a position where a part of his leg was uncovered. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came, he sought permission to enter, and he entered. Then Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came, he sought permission to enter, and he entered, they had a conversation. Then Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu came and he sought permission to enter. Before he entered, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam sat up and he covered himself. Then Hazrat Usman Ghani came, they had a conversation and he left. Afterwards, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Abu Bakr came radiallahu ta'ala anhu and you did not change your position. And then Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came and you did not change your position. But when Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu came, you changed your position and you covered. What was the reason for this? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, oh Aisha, should I not have haya, yani should I not be modest in front of that person, in front of whom even the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal, they show modesty as well. Such was his level of haya, his modesty. And this is something for us to aspire to, something for us to be inspired by. And this is something for us all to take away from today's lesson. And one final point that I'd like to make is that that individual, what did he do? He took his eye out. Out of what? Fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Fear of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Always being aware that my Lord, my Creator is watching me. That whatever I'm doing, I might be hidden away from my family. My parents might not see me. My family, my friends, my colleagues, they might not be able to see me. But wherever you are, we must always remember that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching me. That my Lord and my Creator is seeing what I am doing. And a person will truly become pious. He will climb the stages of taqwa when he brings inside himself this feeling, this acknowledgement that whatever I do, Allah is watching. And there's a beautiful example. Again, another short story you could say, and you know we can learn from this as well, that Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he had many students and many disciples, murid. And there was one particular student who all the other students, they were jealous of. And why were they jealous? Because they used to think that he is the favorite. He is the favorite and he gets special treatment and the rest of them, they're jealous. One particular day, Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he called all of his students and he gave them a particular task. What was the task? He gave all of them, one by one, he gave them an animal. And he says, I want you to take this animal and go out into your own direction, go wherever you want. And what I want you to do, what your task is I want you to kill, slaughter this animal in such a place where nobody will see you. So one by one they came, they took the animal and they went out into these places. And after they'd done their allocated task, they came back one by one and they came back to the teacher and they said, Ya Sayyidi, I went to this Fulan forest jungle and there was nobody there, absolute silence, that's why I killed the animal. Next one came and he says, I went into this farmland and went into the fields and there was nobody there, no people, no, you know, transport, no animals, nothing, I killed the animal. Okay, no problem. And then came the student who they were all jealous of, because they thought that he is the favorite. And he came back and he had his animal still alive in his hand. And all the other students, they were sniggering and they were smiling and laughing, thinking, look, he's not even done what he was supposed to do today. And while they were talking amongst themselves, Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he says to them, listen very carefully about the conversation I'm going to have with him. He asked him, he goes, why did you not do what I told you? I told you to go and find a place where nobody can see you and kill this animal. And that person, that student, he turned on and said that, oh teacher of mine, I went out and I searched far and wide. But he says that I came to this conclusion that there is not a single place in this dunya where I can do an action where Allah Azza wa Jal will not see me. He says, that's why I have this animal still alive in my hand, that's why I've come back. And the teacher, Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he turned to the other students and he says, this is the reason why this student is special. Because of the consciousness, because of the fear that he has of Allah Azza wa Jal. So if we want to elevate ourselves, if we want to be better people, if we want to climb the stages of taqwa, then we need to build this inside ourselves as well. This is another beautiful lesson that we learn from today's story. So all the brothers who are here with me today, and our viewers of Madni channel at home as well. Look, one story, beautiful story, from the life of a prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. And look at how many beautiful lessons we can learn from this. How many things we can take away that we can apply in our lives as well. So may Allah Azza wa Jal give us all tawfiq to act upon the lessons that we've learned from today's story. And may Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to take part in the future silsilas and learn from these stories and take lesson from them as well. Alhamdulillah, as you know, Dawat-e-Islami is working day and night to propagate, to promote this beautiful message of the Quran and Sunnah. I would urge all of you here, all of the viewers of Madni channel at home, take part in the activities of Dawat-e-Islami. Whether that's a weekly ijtima in your locality, here in the UK, in the US, in the African countries. Most of our ijtimas take place on a Thursday evening. Travel on the Madni kafilas of Dawat-e-Islami that travel for 3 days and take part in all of the work of Dawat-e-Islami. Inshallah, you will see a benefit for yourself and you will see a benefit for those around you as well. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all tawfiq. Ameen. بجاهن النبي الأمين صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Listen to what the story says and learn what the story teaches. Moral of the story, moral of the story, moral of the story.